Kevin R. Novak, Deconstructing the Colosseum, Promoting Civil Government School System Abolition. Based on a variety of biblical truths, it is a man's responsibility to preach the word. I also think it is a man's responsibility, a father's responsibility, to teach the word. Justification for that is Ephesians 6:4. And yea, fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Context supports that truth, and so does the rest of Scripture, that men are supposed to lead, but in a way that is in conformity with truth. But what happens when men fail to do what God has called them to do? What happens when men fail to preach and teach the truth? Well, you get what we have now, women standing in the gaps. While I am, of course, generalizing here, American preachers have failed to proclaim that the civil government is doing things that they ought not be doing. American preachers have failed to specifically assert that the civil government has no right to operate a school system. The very men who are charged with preaching from the pulpit each Sunday have failed to acknowledge and thereafter proclaim their own jurisdiction over teaching a child God's ways. The men have not been men. In that vein, thank God for women. Thank God that women have stood up to tyranny and said, I will teach my child in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, despite my preacher and despite my child's father, who is probably right now too busy watching television. It isn't always the case that men have been lax in this regard. I deal with women on a daily basis who are handling a child's day-to-day education because the father is working, providing for his family. In that regard, he is still fulfilling Ephesians 6:4. But for those preachers who refuse to say, it is my duty owed to God to raise my child in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, you have utterly failed. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecolosseum.com.